Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Fáilte, agus fáilte to know your constituency. In this podcast, we'll be mapping out the politics of all 43 constituencies that will determine the makeup of the 34th Dáil and the next government. We'll outline all of the essentials, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders, and everything in between. And we'll condense it into the next few minutes. So stay tuned, strap in. It's Misha Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in this podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. And he's here for all 43 episodes. And also with us is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University and political predictor guru. You're both very welcome, Gary. You're welcome.
Thanks, Cormac.
We have a big one here now. It's Carlo Kilkenny. Barry, you might give us the essentials here as we start, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, so five seats across the two counties of Carlo Kilkenny, three incumbents standing their ground. They are John McGuinness, Jennifer Murnane O'Connor of Fianna Fáil, and Malcolm Noonan, Minister of State for the Green Party. The other seats currently held by John Paul Phelan of Fine Gael, who stands aside at this election, and Kathleen Funchen of Sinn Féin, who was recently elected to the European Parliament.
So, Gary, in terms of this Carlo Kilkenny constituency, one change here from the boundary review with a chunk moving from Kilkenny into Tip North, and it was controversial as well.
To say the least, Cormac. So one of the remits that the Electoral Commission gave itself was not to try to cross county boundaries. It says this explicitly in its kind of terms of references. And to be fair, they've done a good job. But one of the places they did cut county boundaries was they moved bits of Kilkenny into Tipperary North. So Ballybay, Freshford, Urlingford particularly. Now, and as those of you who drive from Cork to Dublin or Dublin to Cork would have known in years past, there was homes of hurling on both sides of that of that road. If you drove from Kilkenny into Tip, home of hurling in Tip, and vice versa. And it hasn't gone down very well, I think, particularly for those people who find themselves in Kilkenny voting in Tipperary and in Tipperary North, those bringing in what we might colloquially call blow-ins. But it's been quite controversial, and it sort of remains to be seen how it will affect the vote.
Okay, so that's a controversial change. Now, that the health warning we give at this point every time in the podcast, we're saying this in every episode, that all of this conversation is at the moment of recording. Candidate nominations have not closed as we're speaking. Barry will update us later with any news once that happens. But for now, Barry, you might bring us the runners and riders in Carlo Kilkenny, and it's a big list.
Yes, well, Cormac, on the morning of the count, my eyes perhaps will first train towards Carlo and Kilkenny early on, because this will be a real guide to some of the big questions nationally. Questions around Sinn Féin. Where does the party's brand stand, especially when it has no incumbent in this field? The so-called Harris Hop, Fine Gael, no incumbent here, a slightly callow ticket. Can Simon Harris's popularity bring in two seats for the party? And up against the immovable object here of Fianna Fáil, who have two strong incumbents already holding seats, and a councillor in Peter Chapclear, who's in the party's strongest position in the entire country nationally. So some of the questions nationally will be answered in the first hour and a half in Carlo Kilkenny. Generally, it's usually four seats for Kilkenny, one for Carlo. Votes don't tend to cross between the two counties. There is enough of a population base in Carlo to have two seats perhaps, but starting with Sinn Féin in more detail, last time the party romping home, Kathleen Funchen topping the poll with almost 24% of the vote and over 17,000 first preferences. She's not in the field this time. She's replaced by Natasha Newsom-Drennan, who garnered less than 500 votes in the local elections, and also by, in Carlo, the Carlo-based candidate, which is Áine Gladney, who got around 200 votes. Now, this is a familiar story for Sinn Féin, going back to the last elections, poor locals before the general election. But where will that vote go? Where will Kathleen Funchen's gargantuan vote go? Many political observers in the two counties are completely writing off the two Sinn Féin candidates, based on that local election result. But can history repeat itself? Mm. Can lightning strike twice? The party's vote would have to fall dramatically, one would expect, to not even be in the hunt with one of their candidates here.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Gary, isn't it? Fianna Fáil have two TDs, three candidates, Fine Gael, three candidates as well, Sinn Féin, two candidates, and all of these candidates from those parties and others will face questions about transport and housing. It's a big commuter constituency as well, isn't it?
It is, and it's quite easy to get to Carlow from Dublin down the motorway, Cormac, and that commute is along is it's over an hour, it can be 2 hours in traffic, of course, and that is a big question. Now, on the Sinn Féin question, we're in a 5-seat constituency. If Sinn Féin can't take one seat in a 5-seat constituency, I mean, that then spells a brutal day for the party. And I'm slightly cautious when we interpret local election figures as being somehow a complete guarantee for the general election. Now, we could say that the sort of 2019 into 2020 vote was a complete outlier as such, because Sinn Féin candidates did so badly and ended so brilliantly. I mean, we've got people not winning their local elections and then romping home with a quota and a bit. But all I would say is, on a sort of a general view, if Sinn Féin can't win one seat out of five, I mean, that then predicates a very bad day for the party. Carlo Kilkenny was historically it was literally a two-party system, mm-hmm. with then Labour, Seamus Paterson years ago would win a seat consistently, but it was really a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael dogfight, and that's what it might be looking like this time.
Sinn Féin seemed to, at least some of the party apparatchiks and observers in Carlo and Kilkenny seem to have been lured into that false sense of security that the Sinn Féin vote here is a write-off. But as Gary said, they're on 30% of the rest of Leinster in the most recent Irish Times poll. It would be a disaster for the party if they're not at least in contention here, despite their recent travails.
And it really depends on the campaign, doesn't it? Once the campaign gets up and running, the issues can move voters right up to the last minute.
Oh, completely. And we just have to look at 2020 and with Barry's point about Kathleen Funchen romping home at the top of the poll just a couple of months earlier. Sinn Féin was in a terrible doldrums, mm-hmm. and then the election was called in relatively controversial circumstances with Charlie Flanagan from Laois next door with the RIC controversy, and suddenly everything was about the campaign and nothing was about the long term issues.
She got nearly 24% of the vote that day,
and she also got a very good vote as well in the European elections, which I think would give Sinn Féin some sucker that there is a seat there for them.
Now, what about Fine Gael in this mix, Barry?
There is potentially a big man involved in their campaign, and his presence might matter. And that's Phil Hogan, of course, on home territory here. Fine Gael running three candidates in David Fitzgerald in Kilkenny City, Michael Doyle in Roar in Estig around the middle of Kilkenny, and their Carlow-based candidate, Catherine Callaghan. What I'm told significantly is that Phil Hogan has rode in behind David Fitzgerald. David Fitzgerald is the nephew of Kieran Crotty, who was a TD here for many a long year, and his granduncle a TD as well before him. So Phil Hogan rowing in behind him, the Fine Gael apparatus trying to eke out two seats from a standing start. The other candidate, Michael Doyle, he's backed by several of the councillors, including Councillor Pat Dunphy, who's regarded locally as a Dyson when it comes to votes. But again, incumbency matters. And then the third candidate here is Catherine Callaghan. You'll recall how she lost out in the local elections by a single vote in Tullow. Some eyebrows raised within Fine Gael locally that she came through the selection convention at the expense of the former TD Pat Deering from Rathvilly. It's believed she called to many members' houses herself personally, and some suggestions of a voting pact there that got her over the line, but she would have it all to do in Carlow to usurp the incumbent there, Jennifer Murnane O'Connor, for Fianna Fáil. But as you can see, with Phil Hogan there and backing the crotty candidate, if you will, in David Fitzgerald, who's really a Fine Gael royalty, that Fine Gael are trying to throw everything at this to get two seats, but national strategists are urging caution that one is secured but two would be a big ask.
And the if you didn't catch that, by the way, the Dyson reference, that's the podcast version of Hoover Up Votes.
Hoovering Up Votes, yes. And but it's very interesting, because we have a green seat here, of course, and I think that is the maybe the big unknown. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people, and I tend to think this myself, think that Malcolm Noonan, the deputy who was elected for the first time in the 2020 election, will struggle. Now, he's a Minister for State for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. He's long-standing Friends of the Earth activist and a member of Kilkenny County Council. But I think Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have both their eyes on his seat.
I actually disagree on that, because a lot of local sources I've been talking to in Carlow, Kilkenny, actually think that Noonan will stick to his seat like a limpet and might just hang on, pointing to the Seamus Paterson vote that was there for a long time, his own personal vote in Kilkenny City. There seems to be unanimity that Noonan, of all the vulnerable Green Party seats, but unanimity across the parties locally, that he could cling on for that fifth seat, that left-wing seat, especially if the Sinn Féin vote is
but
down.
But his seat will definitely be targeted, won't it?
I think so. I mean, Fianna Fáil are running a third candidate, Peter Clear, who has a long history in the sort of the GAA, and I think would see himself as being sort of on that old centre-left tradition of Fianna Fáil, and a strong grassroots sort of a game, to put it, to use to continue the GAA cliche. What's interesting is I think Labour, with that long history, are relatively weak, as are the Social Democrats. I think on the Greens, will the work on the ground translate on what could be a very bad day for them? And I'm not convinced, and I think he is in trouble.
Can I ask you what you make of the Social Democrat chance here, Patricia Stevenson? Because I know there's a long-standing Labour candidate as well, Sean O'Hargan, former mayor of Kilkenny. I mean, how will they fare, do you think?
Sean O'Hargan, yeah, probably ranked mid-range in Labour's target gains nationally. The Social Democrats, they did give one of the seats in the local elections here a rat. But ultimately, I think their votes will drift back towards Malcolm Noonan throughout the duration of the count. On Fianna Fáil, they came very close the last time to actually taking three of the five seats here off 37% of the vote. Talking to party figures locally, nationally, one local figure said it was pie in the sky to get three seats, but one senior national figure who studies these things very closely said they believed that the stars could align. Of course, you have John McGuinness, the somewhat maverick Fianna Fáil TD. He's losing 1,700 votes in the redraw to Urlingford. He also has the irritant of the fact that his brother Eugene is standing as an independent candidate, saying he no longer wanted to be known. He spent half a lifetime being known as Mick's son. He didn't want to spend the rest of his life being known as John's brother. But John McGuinness should take a Kilkenny seat, city seat for Fianna Fáil. Jennifer Murnane O'Connor would appear in the box seat in Carlow. Her ground game said to be very good. She even had a bubble car outside Dr. Cullen Park, I'm told, for a recent GAA match. She's everywhere in the constituency, and she looked to finish ahead of the Fine Gael Carlow candidate, Catherine Callaghan. And then really you're down towards Peter Chapclear. One thing in his favour, 48.57% in his home bailiwick of Callan Thomastown in the local elections for Fianna Fáil, the highest nationally. And he also has links to Carlow through education, a former Camogie manager there as well. He was Camogie manager of the Kilkenny team, and he gave an interview to the Carlow Nationalist about his links to Carlow. So I'm sure Jennifer Murnane O'Connor was very much delighted with that.
I think the problem for Labour and the Social Democrats is the if you're tempted to vote against the government, I think the Sinn Féin game is probably a bit stronger. The independent Tom Healy could eat into that soft left vote. There's no great tradition. I mean, Seamus Paterson, that was very much a personal vote, and I think both of them will struggle to even get a half decent first preference.
There's probably room for an independent here, as a lot of people told me as well. South Kilkenny, which would have been served by the Aylwards Ballyhale before up to now, that organisation perhaps no longer there, but South Kilkenny does appear open, so there might be room for a celebrity hurler or a farmer candidate maybe to come through and shake up the apple cart here, but at the moment none has yet emerged.
Okay,
I just think it's probably a bit too late. I mean, we're on the cusp of an election, whether it's in a few weeks or a couple of months. It's
a couple of All-Ireland medals, Kilkenny not making a bit of currency, Gary.
Do you know what's happening?
Well, it's been 10 years. It's been 20 for Cork.
You know what's happening here now, Barry? The Cork man is getting twitchy. We've spent too long in Kilkenny for his liking. We better get out fast. Look, Gary Murphy and Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed. We'll leave it there in Carlow, Kilkenny at the moment. Barry, you'll be back, of course, for an update after nominations close. Our thanks thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, Ciarán Cullen on sound. Our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now we're back, and since we recorded that conversation, we do now know the date of the general election, and nominations have now closed. So Barry Lenihan is back with us to give us an update on Carlow Kilkenny. What's the latest here, Barry?
Well, the latest here is the emergence of the Social Democrats' Patricia Stevenson as a major player in this contest. The party admits she has come from pretty much nowhere to be in the shake-up for a seat here, in rather similar fashion perhaps to how party leader Holly Kearns emerged in Cork 4 years ago. And the Belfast-born international aid worker, she's living out of an old parish hall she restored at Coolcullen near the Carlow-Kilkenny border, so not in a huge population area, and the Social Democrats has no footprint in this constituency. But again, this constituency is now in a group of four key potential target gains for the Social Democrats, where they're quite confident, owing to the strength of the campaign Patricia Stevenson has ran, including an outing on RTE's prime time, that she could well take a seat. But key for her will be to finish within striking distance, perhaps, of the Green Party Minister of State, Malcolm Noonan, on the first count, and hope transfers from the likes of the People Before Profit. Carlow councillor Adrienne Wallace, who's now on the ticket, who also featured on Primetime recently, that those transfers could perhaps see her overtake Malcolm Noonan. Now, the Kilkenny-based minister, perhaps feeling the pinch somewhat, he's criticised a campaign from the Carlow Chamber of Commerce urging people in the county to only vote for Carlow candidates to help deliver two seats out of five for Carlow. Now, elsewhere, some Fianna Fáil figures are growing more hopeful for three out of five seats, owing to the strength of their ticket, perhaps compared to Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. They feel they missed out on taking three out of five by less than 600 votes in 2020, as we said. And the former inter-county hurler Peter Chapclear, he's looking to join the incumbents Kilkenny's John McGuinness and Carlow's Jennifer Murnane O'Connor. "I think it's on," said one senior strategist to me privately. "It's an outside chance, but it's not unrealistic. Let's see what happens." Fine Gael HQ, meanwhile, they can split their two Kilkenny candidates, David Fitzgerald and Michael Doyle, with the latter said to be running a quietly effective campaign with the support of former Minister John Paul Phelan. Don't rule out him, I'm told. And Phil Hogan, when they can reach him, he's still helping out as well. But any hope of contending for a second seat here for Fine Gael, perhaps predicated on a strong transfer between Carlow's Catherine Callaghan and a Kilkenny candidate, and that might be perhaps a complex operation to pull off, some feel. Sinn Féin still felt by most observers locally as well placed to take a seat, even given the relative low profile of its candidates, Natasha Newsom-Drennan in Kilkenny and Áine Glanley-Knox in Carlow, compared to last time's poll topper, now MEP Catherine Funchon. But the party's poll rating might be steadying somewhat in the final 2 weeks of the campaign, whilst not hitting the heights of 4 years ago. But this still has the shapings of a fascinating bellwether when boxes open on November 30th and the full list of candidates are included in constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and you'll find those at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.